Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. For those that will be listening over other devices and later on recording, Sabbath blessing everyone on this August 14, 2021. This is our lesson 336, part 2 review, chapter 71, entitled A Servant of Servant. This is our part 4. I hope and pray everyone can see the presentation in the room, dear ones. Our tiny thought song for our section is entitled Praise Him, Praise Him. You will find it also in the hymn book as number 12. If anyone of the dear family would like to join in the singing, you can be able to unmute your mic. Praise Him, praise Him, all you little children. God is love, God is love. Praise Him, praise Him, all you little children. God is love, God is love.
Love Him, all you little children. God is love. God is love. Love Him, all you little children. God is love. God is love. Serve Him, all you little children. God is love, God is love. Serve Him, all you little children. God is love, God is love.
Crown Him, all you little children. God is love, God is love. Crown Him, all ye little children. God is love, God is love.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear brethren. If any one of the little ones, the little toddlers among us, by the help of parents or even elder siblings, to be able to open their section with prayer. May you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Thank you, Father, and thank you for another day. Thank you for giving us life. Thank you for all the things that you have done for us. Thank you. To guidance, to a good hand. Lord, please put a special back on us so that we cannot get sick from COVID and just. Take stress if anyone is stressed or worried. Please take the worriedness out of people and put hope into good joy. It's my baby. In the name of Jesus Christ.
In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Brother Ethan, your mic is very low. Maybe you can be able to bring it up a little bit. Thank you so much for sharing. Well, dear ones, I have a little small announcement. There were two books that were selected and we're still waiting for approval. And the books are The Book of Redemption and The Story of Jesus. If any one of the parents or the elders, we receive a unanimous vote, we can continue to resume our section for the story time. And with that said, dear ones, this is the section for our nature walk. So we will have our ears attentive to hear the little ones to share what they have seen through nature. If any one of the dear family with the section that we have opened, that they may be able to share their experience in nature, may you unmute your mic, dear ones.
Sabbath blessings, everyone.
Sabbath blessings, everyone.
Haley, what did you see when we were going for a nature walk?
We saw the figs.
Mm-hmm.
We saw the watermelons.
Mm-hmm.
And also we saw the
peach.
Also we saw the leaves. And also we hear the birds. And also we tasted the fig.
And what did you touch? Did you touch anything?
And I touched the fig.
You touched the fig. Did you touch any other things?
No.
You didn't touch anything else. Was it anything that you learned from your nature walk?
No.
You didn't learn something? Tyshawn, did you learn something from the nature walk? What did you learn from the nature walk? There were two fig trees.
One didn't grow fast because the sun wasn't shining on it. It was only shining on it a little bit. And there was more shade than sun. So it's gonna
It didn't bear fruit.
It didn't bear fruit yet, or it didn't ripe.
Okay. And what was the lesson that we learned from those two fig trees? The one that was in the sun that was growing well, and the other that wasn't in the sun that was taking its slower time to grow. What was the lesson that you learned?
The lesson that we learned was that if the sun is not on the on plants or fig, it's gonna grow slow. And if the sun is on it, it's gonna grow faster.
Okay. And then we also know, just as Jesus, what do we know Jesus also to be?
The sun.
The sun of righteousness.
That helps us grow too.
Amen. Thank you. Talia, do you want to talk about what you saw on your nature walk? Come on. What are these that you're looking at in the nature walk?
A little bit louder, please.
I looked at the watermelon.
Mm-hmm.
I looked at the fig.
Mm-hmm.
I looked at the flowers.
Yep. In our walk, we saw some tomato plants. Tomato. We also saw some jalapeno plants. And this picture that's up top, the children are looking at the bed of watermelon and peas that are growing on the same in the same area, garden area.
And I smelled a flower.
What did the flower smell like? Come on.
It smells like flowers.
Okay. And then you saw something, you smell something, you heard something, you touched something, and you tasted something. What are these things? What is that called?
Your five senses.
And these five senses are given to us from who?
I know.
From God. Amen.
We ate the 15.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Anything else that you'd like to share about your walk?
Yeah. Yes. That we drew a picture of our southern walk. I draw the watermelons, peas, corn, egg and a watermelon, and flowers, and I write it all of us walking. And we saw them. And we saw peas and all that. And so I decided to draw that.
Okay.
Because we actually did see them and the peaches, but I didn't. I forgot what else was. No, I think I drew them.
All right. Thank you so much for sharing what you saw on your Sabbath walk. Okay.
Amen. Thank you so much, dear ones. I hope and pray that you will have a beautiful nature walk today so we can be able to hear what else you have seen, heard, touched, and also taste. A little walk with Jesus make it right. All right. A little walk with Jesus make it right. All right. If you're naughty or unkind, praise the Lord, you're always fine. A little walk with Jesus makes it right, alright. Our opening song is a hymn to our theme. It's entitled Sitting at the Feet of Jesus. If anyone of the Dear Remnant family would like to join in the singing of this hymn, you may unmute your mic to do so. Sitting at the feet of Jesus, oh, what words I hear him say. Happy place so near, so precious, may it find me dear each day. Sitting at the feet of Jesus, Jesus, I will look upon the past, for his love has been so gracious, it has won my heart at last.
Sitting at the feet of Jesus, where can mortal be more blessed? There I lay my sins and sorrows, and when weary find sweet rest. Sitting at the feet of Jesus, there I love to weep and pray. While I from his fullness gather grace and comfort every day. Bless me, O my Savior, bless me as I sit low at thy feet. O lay down in love upon me, let me see that face so sweet. Give me, Lord, the mind of Jesus. Make me holy as he is. May I prove my friend with Jesus, who is all my righteousness.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear ones. If any one of the elder siblings, mommies or daddies, or even our guests, would like to open a family meeting with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones. Brother Robin and Sister Lydia, are you all going to open with prayer? Because your mic is open. Jessie?
I can pray.
Thank you, sir.
Our meals and bow our hearts and our heads and come humbly before our Godhead. Righteous and Heavenly Father, as we come before you to give you all honor and praises, Lord Jesus, thank you once more for waking us up this morning. Thank you for bringing us safely through the week. Thank you for answered prayers, dear Father God. Thank you for your healing mercies upon our dear Christian family, dear Father God. I pray, if it continue to be your will and mercy, for you to continue to heal each and every one of our dear members that are sick and afflicted, dear Father God. Please continue to touch them from the top of their heads to the bottom of their feet and make them whole according to your perfect will. I pray, dear Father God, that you please continue to give us the ability to come in obedience to worship you together, dear Father, on your blessed Sabbath day. Please be with us, be with each and every one of our households, be with our families, our friends, and even our enemies, dear Father. Continue to help us look up unto you in all things. There's so many things that is happening around us that is so trying, so depressing, so uncomfortable. But we know, dear Father God, that in you we can find sweet rest. Help us to please hold on to Psalm 91, dear Father God, that whenever we are in your presence, that we shall not be touched, dear Father. And if so that you allow anything to happen, dear Father, may we investigate for in what way, in what manner we should be drawn closer to thee, and help us to be obedient to that calling, dear Father. I pray, dear Father God, that you forgive us once more for our sins and our iniquities and our shortcomings. Anything that we have done in this body, known and unknown, conscious or unconscious, dear Father. Please be from the smallest to the eldest, dear Father. Please be with these little ones that are in this home, Talia, Tyshawn, Haley, and Emma. I pray that you also heal their little bodies from the congestion and the mild cold that they're facing, dear Father. And may you please give us a peace that surpasses all understanding. We thank you and we love you, dear Father God, for being a God that is just, that is worthy of all our praises, that is loving and forgiving. There is none like you. In no other name than Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer, we pray. Amen.
In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much, dear sister. Welcome to all the dear brethren that are joining us. Our opening verse to our review. Just one minute. Praise the Lord. So what have we learned and ways we have grown this week, dear ones? Before we hear your questions, your comments or anything you would like to share with your remnant family. We will take a few minutes to reread our first part of our chapter 71 entitled A Servant of Servant and our part 4 section in our study book, Desire of Ages. If anyone of the dear remnant family would like to take the first paragraph, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Desire of Ages, page 646. These words mean more than bodily cleanliness. Christ is still speaking of the higher cleansing as illustrated by the lower. He who came from the bath was clean, but the sandal feet soon became dusty and again needed to be washed. So Peter and his brethren had been washed in the great fountain, opened for sin and uncleanness. Christ acknowledged them as his. And continuing on the next slide, please. And continuing, Tyshawn will take the next paragraph.
But the temptation had led them into evil, and they still needed his cleaning. When Jesus girded himself with a towel to wash the dust from their feet, he desired by that very act to wash to
alienation,
jealousy, and pride from their hearts. This was a far more consequence than the washing of their dusty feet with the Spirit they then had. Not one of them was prepared for communication with Christ. Next slide, please.
Good job. Jesus knew the heart of Judas, yet he still washed his feet. This is listed on the middle slide.
I'm sorry, dear sister, your mic was a little bit lagging and the sound didn't come out clear. If any one of the dear brethren would like to take the paragraph, may you unmute your mic, dear ones?
And continuing on in the Desire of Ages, page 646, it says, until brought into a state of humility and love, they were not prepared to partake of the Paschal Supper or to share in the memorial service which Christ was about to institute. Their hearts must be cleansed. Pride and self-seeking create dissension and hatred. But all this Jesus washed away in washing their feet. Next slide, please. And continuing, a change of feeling was brought about them. Looking upon them, Jesus could say, you are clean. Now there was a union of heart, love for one another. They had become humble and teachable, except Judas, each was ready to concede to another the highest place. Now with subdued and grateful hearts, they could receive
Christ's Word, Desire of Ages, page 646, paragraph 3.
Like Peter and his brethren, we too have been washed in the blood of Christ, yet often contact with evil, the heart's purity is soiled. We must come to Christ for his cleansing grace. Peter shrank from bringing his soiled feet into contact with the hands of the Lord and Master, with the hands of his Lord and Master. But how often we bring our sinful, next slide please, continuing, polluted hearts in contact with the heart of Christ. Come on, Jeremiah. Read.
How grievous.
How grievous.
To him.
To him.
Is our.
To others.
Is our.
Is ours.
Evil.
Evil.
Tempter.
Tempter.
Excuse me. Excuse me. Temper. I'm sorry. Say temper.
Temper.
Our.
Our.
Vanity.
Vanity.
And.
And.
Pride.
And pride.
Yet.
Yet.
All.
All.
Our.
Our.
Infirmity.
Infirmity.
And.
And.
Defilement.
Defilement.
Defile.
Defilement.
We.
We.
Must.
Must.
Bring.
Bring.
To him.
To him.
He alone.
He alone.
Can wash us.
Can wash us.
Clean.
Clean.
We are.
We are.
Not.
Not.
Prepared.
Prepared.
For.
For.
Communion.
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 Good. With.
With.
Him.
Him.
Unless.
Unless.
Cleansed.
Cleansed.
By.
By.
His.
His.
Is it efficacy?
Efficacy. Yeah. Efficacy.
Efficacy.
Efficacy. Desire of Ages, page 646, paragraph 1. The Bible says the Lord has laid on him, which is Jesus, the iniquity, which is our sins, of us all. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 6. And thank you, Sister Cece.
The Desire of Ages, page 649. Jesus said to the disciples, "Ye are clean, but not all." He had washed the feet of Judas, but the heart had not yielded to him, had not been yielded to him. It was not purified. Judas had not submitted himself to Christ. Desire of Ages, page 649, paragraph 1. After Christ had washed the disciples' feet and had taken his garments and sat down again, he said to them, "Know ye not what I have done to you?" Next slide, please. Continuing, "Ye call me Master and Lord, and ye say, well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. I have given you an example that ye should do as I have done to you. Verily, verily, I say to you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither is his sent greater than he that sent him." The Desire of Ages, page 649, paragraph 2.
Amen. And we will say, by obedience, with the help of the Lord, Lord, we will follow that example with your strength and divine power. So let's consider this verse to our review section, dear ones. 1 Peter 3:15, King James Version. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. And with that said, dear ones, what have we learned in ways we have grown? You could take out the worksheet right now, dear ones, and be ready to answer the sixth question that has been reversed from last Sabbath. And if anyone would like to take one of the questions to be answered, you could put the number on the chat room so we can all know which one will be the one answered. So for those that are listening over devices and later on recording, the first one is, who is the main character or characters? Number two, what is the main idea for this section of our story? Number three, where did the story take place? Four, where did the story begin? Number five, how could you relate to the story? And the last one is, what did you learn from this lesson? If you are not able to speak on the mic, you can write your answer on the chat. So, dear ones, may you open your mic to be able to answer the questions.
Number one, who is the main, or who are the main characters here? We know it's Jesus and his disciples.
The answer to question two, what is the main idea for the section of our story, is the insight of Jesus washing the disciples' feet.
And the answer to number three is, where did the story take place? The story took place in the upper room.
The answer to question four, where does the story begin, with the sentence, these words mean more than bodily cleanliness.
I would like to add a question towards that particular one. What did you learn, what it meant, that it was not just foot washing? What else was the meaning of that foot washing that Jesus wanted them to relate? Anybody would like to be able to answer?
I'll take a stab. The foot washing was just a preparation of the cleanliness that needs to happen here on the earth as for our preparation to enter into heaven.
Anybody else would like to be able to share their thoughts on this particular question?
What was the question again?
The question was, what else did the Lord want it to be able to relate to the disciple besides the foot washing? What was the higher cleansing?
The cleansing of the heart to show the love of Christ towards each other.
How I answer to question number five, how do you relate to the story? This act of love signifies that Christ can wash away our sins.
I'm going to check just to see what was actually text. Meanwhile, if there's anybody else that would like to share their answer to that particular question, which is number five, just give me a little chance to be able to look up.
How I can relate to the story is, we are not to think ourselves highly more than another, being that the Lord created all of us and he died for each one of us, and we are all sinners and come short of the glory of God. So we can't think that we are better than someone else or better than anyone. We can't think that we're better than anyone when the Lord showed the same love towards each one of us. So it takes a humility of heart to be able to even get on our knees, per se, to be able to cleanse even those who have done us wrong. So we just have to keep in remembrance that if Jesus, who was of no sin, got on his knees to cleanse his disciples' feet, even better to lay his life down to save us, then we should be able to have the same humility to cleanse the feet of those who have done us wrong. Especially knowing that we ourselves have done wrong to others.
Amen. There is a posting by a dear sister. She also plays cleansing of the mind, body, and spirit. The last question, dear ones, number 6. If anyone would like to share their answer or their comment, may you unmute your mic, dear ones.
For number 6, what did you learn from this lesson? I learned that Christ is no respecter of persons, or God is no respecter of persons, that he moves according to principle, and that is the same way that we should conduct ourselves, not to wait on how we feel based on emotions, because we know that feelings and emotions change, but principle is unchanging. And here we see that it is by principle that he did not cease to be a servant of servants. He did what was needed in order to take them higher into higher heights. And I pray that by God's grace that we can all take this into consideration in our daily walks and how we interact with those that are around us. And that's what I'd like to share for number 6.
Amen. Does any one of our dear brethren, brothers, sisters, guests, little children, if you have any other things you would like to share on this particular question, may you unmute your mic?
My answer to question 6, what did you learn from this lesson? I learned that pride and sin can be removed when Jesus' love cleanses us. By cleaning their and all the disciples' feet, Christ was trying to show them that they should care for one another. Caring for someone shows that you love them and do anything in your power to help them. And that's sort of the same thing that we can do by volunteering to care for someone, whether they be friends or strangers. Or even helping your enemies, showing that you're not like them. you show you care for them, just as Christ would want us to.
And there was something else that I wanted to share as well that I was impressed as I was listening. On one of the slides, it says that Jesus knew about what Judas was going to do, but he still didn't expose him. And in our walk, sometimes I will speak for myself first. That's a lesson that I have to learn, that you don't have to give to people what they give to you no matter what. And that if we truly say that we are Christian or we're trying to be Christ-like, walking as Christ did, that every single person that we come across is a soul, and a soul that is worthy of saving by God's grace. So even though in our walks, in our Christian walks, in our lives, people may do things to us, this is where we pray even harder for them. We work even harder for them because we ought to love them as God loves us. No one is perfect. And, you know, God is the God of hearts, and he is the only one that truly knows what can be done and we shouldn't, unless he says to stop, give up on trying to save a soul. Just wanted to share that as well.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And what each one of those disciples had in common, they were all sinners, and the Savior was the only one that can be able to not only cleanse them from all sin, but was able to bear all their sin upon his own body. And once we remember that we are all sinners, and the same mercy and the same treatment that we would like someone to do for us, we have to remember that we have to allow Jesus to work the heart. Our time is not the perfect timing. God timing is the only timing that is given for each individual to come and to repent and to be able to be transformed. He's the only one that have the ability and the power to transform our characters. So as we continue praying and hoping that the Lord will have mercy, this is what I would like to share concerning number 6. And dear ones, we have also found a beautiful poem, and the poem is entitled The Judgment Hour. This was taken from Family Bible Lesson Year 3, Quarter 4, Lesson 11, from page 276, from the Children Activity Book, from the Sunlight Education Ministry, in the section of the Homeschooling for the Bible. If any one of the dear remnant family would like to take one of the verses, may you unmute your mic.
How solemn are these hours. The judgment time has come. Oh, let us wake with all our powers and flee the sinner's doom.
Blessed Sabbath, everyone, brothers and sisters. Our great high priest above, the second veil within, is pleading at the throne of love, the blood he shed for sin.
His pleading soon will cease. His work is almost done. From sin, he will his saint release complete the work
begun.
Thank you. What will the sinner do when Christ shall cease to plead? This hopeless loss of state to know will dreadful be indeed.
O Savior, let thy blood our every sin remove. O save us from the wrathful flood. Bring us to thee above.
And when the earth restored shall be the saints' abode, give us to share the glory, Lord, the presence of our God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Dear ones, if there's any testimony that you would like to share at this moment, let me just look at the time and oh, we are over. You can be able to share it at the end of the service and let us continue to end our family meeting. Next week, we will continue with our part 5 of our lesson entitled A Servant of Servant in our study book, Desire Ages. If anyone of the little one, mommies or daddies or even our guests, we'd like to close our study with prayer. May you unmute your mic, dear ones.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for bringing us through a new week, O Lord. Thank you for the lessons that you have provided for us. I pray that you will continue to watch over and keep us. And I ask, oh God, that you will heal all of us, Father God, who are sick. Lord Jesus, have mercy upon us, and please forgive us of our sins, iniquity, and transgressions, O God. As we continue on to the next lessons, O God, I pray that you will humble our hearts to receive them and give us a spirit to obey and receive it, O Lord. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, dear ones, we have come to the ending of our study. So next Sabbath, by God's grace, we are going to continue with our lesson 337. Of our chapter 71, A Servant of Seven, but that will be part 5. And that will be held August 21st, 2021. I hope and pray everyone was blessed, and may you have a wonderful rest of the Sabbath.